You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We'll be joined very shortly by Lisa Logan. I just wanted to point out, I guess, the obvious, which is that these problems that Kamala Harris is supposedly trying to solve by promising vast new federal controls of the economic system, the problems that they're solving are caused by their own policies. And it's just all a deception. It's just all obviously a deception. So she wants to implement the first ever federal ban on food price hikes with sweeping new powers for federal authorities. The problem is that they are actively attempting to shut down our ability to produce food on a large scale. You get how absurd it is that they're talking about putting limits on price gouging on food while simultaneously and ruthlessly shutting down farming in the Netherlands, number two exporter of food in the world. That they are talking about putting, you know, like trying to limit the number of cows you can have, the number of farmland that's arable because of carbon dioxide production. They're trying to limit the production of food while simultaneously telling you that they're going to do government programs to limit the price of food. So they're limiting the supply, bringing in tens of millions of people, jacking up the demand, and then telling you they're going to keep everything stable by forcing food companies to charge a lower amount. This is nonsense. This is utter nonsense, and it should be obvious. There are some disturbing things happening in terms of food prices in grocery stores. It's not price gouging per se, and it's not something that price limitations need to be enacted to solve. It's things like this. Major grocery store chain questioned about rideshare-style surge pricing. So you may have noticed this. In many grocery stores, there are now digital price tags on things. Kroger uses digital labels at 500 stores, and they're worried that grocery stores are using these digital labels to jack up prices when their store is busiest. Widespread adoption of digital price tags appears poised to enable large grocery stores to squeeze consumers to increase profits. It's called dynamic pricing. Could result in grocery bills being adjusted like airline tickets. And Kamala Harris is also talking about giving $25,000 to new home buyers for a down payment, which is nice, although I'll point to Orrin McIntyre, who made the obvious point. If everyone looking for a first home gets $25,000, I'm going to predict an increase in the price of starter homes of roughly $25 across the board. I am very good at economics. This exact thing happened with electric cars, where they did a subsidy where electric cars would get, I can't remember the exact number, but I mean, it was the exact number. It was like every electric car will get a $10,000 subsidy from the government. And then the next week, Ford increased its prices by $10,000, just one-to-one. Oh, your government's giving us $10,000? Well, now it's $10,000 more. So that is obviously what's going to happen. But if you want to make prices more affordable, there's a couple things you can do other than give money away. You could stop BlackRock and other private equity firms from buying up entire neighborhoods to rent them out in a deliberate reconfiguration of real estate itself in this country. You could stop illegal immigrants from coming in by the tens of millions and squeezing the house prices. You could also stop illegal immigrants from taking American jobs at lower pay to, you know, increase the average pay across the country and let people afford homes. See, the reason homes are unaffordable now is not because people stopped getting $25,000, right? They're not solving the problem. It's like if you have a headache, it's not because you have a Tylenol deficiency, right? Your lack of Tylenol is not what caused the headache. So taking it is only going to cover it up. If you want to get to the part of the issue, you have to look at the underlying disease, which is the debt.